Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem, we are in the middle of Sivav. We discussed last time that if there's a Sefer Torah in the room, Tashmish Hamita is Aser, until you put up a Mechitza. So the Mechaber said in the fourth to last line on page Kuf Nun Gimbal, the page before 306, the Mechaber said, and we saw this last time, Bayesh Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah Ochumashim Hasuyim Begalila Aser L'Shamish Bo. A house, which we saw in the Mishabua, really means a room that has a Sefer Torah, or even one of the five Chumashim, but it's in a Galila, it's in a scroll, it is usher to have Tashmish Hamita in that room, Achyeh Befan of Mechitza, until you make a wall. So the Ramah says in terms of making the wall on Shabbos, so we'll see later in Siman Reish Tezvav. Now we pick up a new material. V'im yesh lo bayis acher usher Achyeh Tzienu. This idea of putting up a mechitza in the same room is not the best. If you have another place to put it, another room to put it in, without just putting a mechitza separating, that it's usher to separate with a mechitza. V'im yesh bo tefillin o svarim afilu shel gemara. If one wants to have tashmish hamita in a room in which there are tefillin or any other svarim, even a gemara, usher ach yitneim b'kli b'so chli. It is forbidden until you put it in one kli inside another kli. It has to be that one of the two kelim is not designated for the tefillin or for the svarim. But if it's a kli that is designated for the tefillin, so then even 100 is like one. So if you have a tefillin bag there, and you have the boxes, and then there's a velvet bag and a plastic bag, that all counts as one. There has to be an additional cover that is not normally covering them. Then peiras talis al gabe argaz. If you spread out a talus on top of a box, choshev kekli b'sokli, that would be considered kli b'sokli. So let's see the Mishabur now, beginning at Sivkaton Chavav. We said, if you have a wall in the room separating between you and the Sefer Torah, it is mutter, but if you have a bayis acher, pirish, cheder acher, if you have another room to put it in, you cannot just put up a wall in this room, you would have to move the Sefer Torah to a different room. Sivkaton Chav Zayin Tfilin, Vahu Adin Mezuzah, whatever we're discussing by Tfilin, the same din as Agabi Mezuzah. Va'ayin La'el B'simin Mem B'Mishabura Shom B'Yarnu Kol Prati Adinim. Sivkaton Chav Ches O Svarim, we said Tfilin or Svarim. Rotolom Marachov Dalad Sifrei Kodesh, it's talking about the 24 Sifrei Kodesh, the Sifrei Tanakh. Umari She'enu Masuyim B'Glila. Clearly we're talking about the svarim that are not in a scroll. Because if they're made in a scroll, as we just mentioned, they have the same din as a Sefer Torah. So this other category, a tefillin, mezuzos, and svarim, is when they are not in a scroll. Choftes, afilu shel gemara, even if the Sefer is not one of the Sefer Tanakh, just the gemara. Rotzalomer, it means to say the chiddush is, Afagav de Gemara lo nitan lichto bedoros harishonim. Even though the Gemara initially was not allowed to be written down, mishum de dvarim shabal peh oser lo omram biksav. Things that are Torah shabal peh are not really allowed to be written down. Afilu achistil kevan de lebasof hitiru hamoroim lichto. Since at the end of the day the hamoroim allowed us to write it down, mishum eis lasos lashem, because it was an eis lasos, Torah is going to be forgotten, so it had to be written down. So Mamela, once it was allowed to be written down, Havaluk Ishar Sifrei Kodesh, a Gemara will have the same din as other Sifrei Tanakh. Umamela Hayom Huadin Kala Svarim. And Mamela, today, all Svarim would have the same din. Hein Biksiva Obitfus, whether they're handwritten or they're written by a printer. Yesh Bem Kedusha, they all have Kedusha, and they all follow the din of with the discuss now of Kli Betoch Kli. Says the Mishabruas of Katan Lamed as we turn to page 306. Ash Yitnim. Wrote to Lomar means to say, Afa gav de lo ba'inam bu hefsek mechitza kamo b'sefer Torah. Even though regular svarim do not need a separation of a wall like a sefer Torah does, mikomokom kli b'so kli ba'inam, they do need one kli inside another kli. Vikosu ha'achronim de vilo natalu lefne amita, a curtain that is hanging in front of the bed. Af de ein shem mechitza leha, even though, as we discussed in the last year, that does not get a shem mechitza. Kevan de enok shura letzadmata, since it's not tied on the bottom, the hinov and not like the aruach, and therefore it's swaying back and forth, it certainly does not get a din of a mechitza. The ein zen nechshav hefsek lina sefer Torah, since it's not considered a wall, it does not get the din of a hefsek for a sefer Torah. The kanabas of kodon chavhei, mikomokom shem kisui yesh aleha im ein asvarim nirin al yidei zeh. So it won't be called a mechitza, but it will be called a covering as long as you can't see through it. So therefore, even though it's swaying, if l'maisa the svarim are covered, so that sheet that is swaying would be considered a cover. The alkein, and therefore, in yechase ala svarim afilu rapi kisui echad mutter. So then that would count as one covering. So you put one other covering over the tefillin or the svarim, and that would be okay. Then it is two coverings. The kikli biso kli damya, and it's like one kli and another kli. It'll be 100% mutter. Sefkaten lamed hey bekli to kli hu adin shnei kisuyim. It doesn't, like we just mentioned, it doesn't have to be specifically that the sefer or the tefillin is in one kli and that kli is in another kli. It doesn't necessarily have to be like that. It could just be two coverings. And that which some of the custom that they hang a curtain in front of the svarim to cover them, and they think that sheet that they place in front of the svarim shrank is good enough, lav shapir avdi, they're not doing the right thing. That only has a din of one covering. You would need to have an additional covering. Again, it's talking about a sheet that's not tied on top and bottom. If you actually make a mechitza, so that if that works for Sefer Torah, it's certainly going to work for regular svarim. We're talking about a sheet either of the bed, like we discussed before, or a sheet that you just placed in front of the svarim. It's covered on top, it's attached, but it's just hanging down, and it can sway, it's not sturdy. So that is a din of a covering, not of a mechitza, and therefore it would require that the svarim are covered another time. Sivkatan lamed beis, you could also have a svarim in a box, and a talus al gabi argaz v'salomer af al gabi talus eino porus rak milamala v'lo milamata. Even though the talus is only covered on top, it doesn't go all the way around. Afilu hachi nechshav ki ilu hayomunach b'kli tochli. It still gets a din of kli b'tochli. It's in a box. The box is covered on top. That is good enough. Sepkotan lamed gimel. That is chashav kli b'tochli. V'im ha'argaz godol. If the svarim are in a large box, Shemachzik arbo'im sa'a, that can hold an amount of 40 sa'a, like a mikvah. V'u'ama al'ama b'rum shalosh amos, that is the dimensions of length by width an ama, with a height of 3 amos, that's considered being able to hold 40 sa'a. So cholekes rishus la'atzma, that makes itself its own rishus. The ain sarach lifros od kisra la'argas, that's like being behind the wall. You would not then need also a covering over the argas. That argas would be its own rishus and it would be fine. V'yesh machmirim bazed, there are some who are machmir about this. Achin im bechuber la'kosel b'masmirim, if it's attached to the wall, this argas attached to the wall with nails, l'kuyam yishal hakel, according to everyone you could be lenient. Says the mechaber v'aydis of Zion. Lo yishamish b'tchilas halayla v'lo b'sofa, one should not have tashmish amita, not at the beginning of the night, not at the end of the night. Kidei shelo yishma kol b'nei adam, so that you should not hear the voices of people. V'yovo lachsho b'isha acheres, and you shouldn't be thinking of another isha. Elo b'emtzo halayla, rather the tashmish amita should be done in the middle of the night when there is no noise from other people at that time. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamidal Bilchil Salaila, Vimroa Sheyitro Miskabiralov, if a person sees his Yetzer is getting the best of him, Ubalide Hihurim, and he's coming to have improper thoughts, Viyocho Lovolide Tumma Ayidezeh, and that could lead him to Tumma, so Lo Yachmir Bezeh, one should not be Machmir. This is the ideal thing, but if need be, one could have the Tashma Mita in the beginning of the night or the end of the night, but the ideal time is in the middle of the night. Says the Mechaber Viter Sif Ches. V'yishamish be'ema uv'yira, when you have the Tashma Shamita, it should be with ema and yira, with fear. K'mo sha'amru al Rabbi Eliezer, like the Gemara Nadarim says about Rabbi Eliezer, sha'ayam megala tefach u'mechasa tefach, he would reveal a tefach, cover a tefach. V'dome k'misha k'fo shade, and he was like someone who a demon was forcing, pirish. Be'ema uv'yira ki'ilu k'fo shade, he was doing the ma'isa tashma shamita be'em of the yira as if he was being forced by a shade. The yesh mefarshim, we're going to see a few pshatim of what exactly this means. So some explain megala tefach u'mechasa tefach means shelohoyo memare ka'ever b'shas tashmish kidei lemayit hana'oso. He did not push in his aver the whole way b'shas tashmish in order to limit his hana. Vidome kimoshe kafo shade, and it was like someone that was forced by a shindalid. Sha'usa davar ba'ones, that he was being done by force. The Ish Mefarshim, some explain the Megala Tefach Sheb Isha, the Megala Tefach is going on the Isha, that he revealed the Tefach of the Isha. Kolomer means to say, Achshav Megala Osa, L'tzara Tashmish, now he revealed her for the Maisa Tashmish, V'achshav Mechasa Osa, and then now he covers her. Kolomer meaning to say, Shelo Hoya Marach Bosa Maisa, that it was done very quick. V'dome Lo Kimo Shebiato Hashed V'nivas V'niach HaMaisa, as if he was scared by a demon and he left the Maisa. So it was done very quickly. Kolkach hayo mikatzer b'tashmish. That's how fast he did his Maisa of Tashmish. V'yesh mefarshim, and some explain, Megala Tefach al hasinor shoysa chogeres bo. This Megala Tefach is also going to the Isha, but not on the goof of the Isha, but rather on the beged of the Isha. She'af b'shas tashmish hayo matzrich l'chogra, that he required that she was wearing the beged even b'shas tashmish, u'megalo rak tefach mimeno, and he revealed only a tefach from the garment, u'mechase miyad kidei lamat hanaso, and he covered the garment right away in order to limit his hana. V'kulu perushe isnahu, all these perushim are true, v'tzarech bal nefesh lizor behem, and a bal nefesh needs to be careful about them. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hei, Mekatzer, that's going on the first Friday, was Mekatzer, the Maisa Tashmish, Ibn Magen Avram, Ashekasa Baza, look in the Magen Avram, an interesting Magen Avram on this topic. Sifkot and Lamed Vov. Vitzorach, the Mechaber ended up the Sif and said, Vitzorach Banefesh, Lizor Behem, Banefesh needs to be careful about all these things. Kosvu Atosos Nidu Yud Zayin, B'Shem HaMedrash, Da Kodesh Baruch Hu Sonei HaMeshamesh Arum. So the Mechaber just told us that the Tashmish is while she's wearing a beged. Zok the Mishnah Berurah tells us b'shem the Medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sonei those who are Tashmish Amita when they're Arum. V'davka Arum Mamish. This is davka if they're totally Arum. Umishum diyeshul adam liyos sanu. A person has to be tznius. Avol im mechatsa atzmo milomala leko shum chash badover. But even if the ish and ish are Arum but they're covered on top, that is not any concern. And the Sharat Zion writes in Os Yud Ches, that's the Yad Arum, Ayin Shom Shehevi Me'am Mekubalim Sha'ad Rabba Ba'ofen Z'adiv Tvei. It's brought down from the Mekubalim that this way is the best way, that to have the Tashramita when they are both Arum but they are covered with something on top. Says the Mechaber Vayda Siftes, Lo Yisaper Ima B'dvarim She'enam Minyonei Tashmish. It is not a time to be talking about Inyonim that are not Nogele Tashmish. Lo b'shas tashmish v'lo kodem l'chei, not during the tashmish amita, not beforehand. And the reason is shelo yitein daito b'isha acheres. If you stop talking about other inyanim, so a person might have his mind go on to another isha. V'im siper ima v'shimesh, and if he does talk to her, and then he has the tashmish amita, amru alav. That's what the Gemara means when it says the pasuk of magid lo adam masecho. We tell a person what his speech is, and the Gemara dashens afilu sicha kalo shebein adam leishto magid lo b'shas adin. That when a person is judged after 120, they say over to him even the sicha kalo shebeino leishto. That's talking about the dibur over here b'shas tashmish or before the tashmish. That is lagabe in yonam achirim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Zayin She'enam. We said you should not be speaking about dvarim that are not minyanei tashmish. V'im hoyo lo kas ima. If there was anger between them, mutter l'saper ima mitchilo kodivrei ritzui kedei l'faisa. It is appropriate that the husband and wife speak together. The husband is meratza the isha, so she shouldn't be bekas ukedei l'kamei, like we will see shortly in the Mechaber. Sivkotan lamid ches. We said you should not be speaking about inyonim that are not minyonei tashmish. V'lefa'omim afilu minyonei tashmish gam ken yesh lizor shelo l'saper mitchila. Sometimes even discussions that are minyonei tashmish are not to be had first. Kigon shu ish mechumam. He's a person that is mechumam. He's a heated person. V'yocho lovo al yidei zel lechit. In other words, if he feels the Yetzer is getting the best of him, so then he doesn't want to waste time discussing things, even if they are minyanei tashmish. Rather, he should do the ma'isa tashmish right away. And one last sif for tonight, sif yud. There is no Mishnah Berurah. V'im hayalo kas ima. if the husband had kas with his isha, asur l'shamish ad shi'afaisena, it is asur tatashmish amita until he is mefayis his wife, v'yochol l'saper ima kodin tashmish kedelu ratzosa, and he would be allowed to speak to her before the tashmish in order to appease her. We will stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.